Hello, and welcome to the Balanced Wealth Podcast. My name is Gavin DeStasi, and on today's episode, I'm going to continue our TDWM tradition this time of year and talk about being thankful. Obviously, with Thanksgiving this week officially kicking off the holiday season, the reason we do this is clear, and in light of everything that's going on in the world this year, as with so many of the most recent years, it continues to strike me as especially important to take a moment to reflect and try to find the hope, the good, and the optimistic around us as we roll headlong into another holiday season, which is shrouded in darkness for so many. For me, the natural place to start is with family, and I couldn't be more thankful for mine and the fact that we will hopefully all be together again this Thanksgiving. As a father of two, with one already away at college and the other soon to be off somewhere in the fall of next year, I don't take for granted the time we get to spend together as a family. The empty nester thing sneaks up on you quickly, and I have to tell you, it's as hard, if not harder, than people say. It stands to reason, I suppose, since you go from being so involved in the day-to-day operation of your children's lives to so uninvolved almost overnight. It's a shock to the system, to be sure, but also there's just the simple reality that you miss them. All I can say is that I'm thankful for FaceTime, too. And I guess as a natural segue from family and kids, another thing I can say I'm thankful for, or maybe the more appropriate word is hopeful for, is young people in general. I'm always pleasantly surprised at the thoughtfulness and intelligence of the kids I come in contact with these days. Despite some of the news we read out there, my experience is that these kids coming up today care about the world, and they're willing to work and fight for what they believe is right. Now, I know that in the context of what's happening in Israel and Gaza right now, we've all seen reports of some disturbing things going on, particularly on various college campuses, and I'm not here to try to justify everything that's taking place in those situations. But what I can say is that my experience, at least with the young people here in Berkeley, and at Berkeley High School in particular, leads me to believe that so many of them do have an understanding that things are complicated, and that open dialogue is necessary to understand differing viewpoints, that you can mourn for more than one group of people at the same time, and ultimately, what we all want and need to work towards is peace for everyone involved, and that gives me hope. And as I sit here in my office without a mask on, having been able to see clients in the office just this week, whom I haven't seen in person for several years, I'm thankful for science. And while I know that we're not fully done with COVID as an ongoing concern, and who knows if we might see a new winter surge or the emergence of some new variant, what I do know is that much of the anxiety and fear of those first months and even years of the pandemic is no longer so pervasive, at least in my mind, and for that, I'm truly thankful. I realize the vaccine tends to be a hot-button issue and has become so highly politicized, almost to the point of absurdity. But if you just step back and think about what a tremendous achievement it was to develop those vaccines in that short amount of a time period, it really is astonishing. And with the threat of other existential crises like climate change staring us in the face, it gives me some hope, because if we really could all come together somehow, I know it sounds ridiculous, but if we could, we truly are capable of amazing things. While there are certainly more things to be thankful for, I think it makes sense to leave off for now, but not before expressing that for our part here at TDWM, we remain most thankful for all of you, our clients, friends, colleagues, and families, who continue to support and inspire us through all that life throws our way. Without you, there would be no us, and we remain humbled and grateful every day that we have such an amazing community around us from which to draw strength and motivation. So with that, we hope you all have a chance to be together with your families this Thanksgiving, and we wish you all a happy and healthy holiday season and a prosperous new year. Opinions expressed in this program are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or on any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. This program should not be construed as financial, legal, or estate planning advice. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Please remember, investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital, and seek advice from a licensed professional. Topel & Destacy Wealth Management LLC is a registered investment advisor. Advisory services are only offered to clients or prospective clients where Topel & Destacy Wealth Management LLC and its representatives are properly licensed or exempt from licensure. No advice may be rendered by Topel & Destacy Wealth Management LLC unless a client service agreement is in place.